प्लेज एंड बुक्स।
What's up, cool dudes and bodacious babes? We're back! VG times 3. I got Giant Shock with me, Max Barracuda.
What's up?
And an old voice to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Belmont's back. Victor Belmont's coming back for realsies this time. Not a guest. So, tonight on the show, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We got the debates coming back. Victor, have you been on the show since we turned to VG times 3 rather than yes. Ace Squad? You have?
I think I was in the first one.
Early ones.
Well, I think it was the first one. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
99%. You're a very forgettable dude.
That's a lie.
Anyway, we're going to have a great debate, our first three-way debate tonight. We have a bunch of meaty topics in the news, and I'm really excited to get into what we're playing right now, so I'm going to throw that out there right now. What's happening, fellas? What are you playing, John Shock?
More of the same old shit, man, to be honest with you. UFC, FIFA.
WWE. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Maybe you didn't hear the sound clip. What's happening?
Oh, man. Now that you say it, actually.
No, you're still doing UFC?
Yeah, UFC and WWE game and FIFA. I haven't got my...
Those are three games that you bought with a longevity to them.
I
mean, there's really no story.
No, nothing.
Do you make up any stories for the UFC game? I remember for the WWF game, we used to just come up with like ridiculous stories and characters.
We call our other friend here Brad Pillow Fists because he don't throw bombs.
No, oh, okay. Did you make him in the game?
No. We just it's just one of these games that like.
If I lived in a house with nothing but guys, I would immediately make all our own characters.
We do have our own characters, but his character is not like doesn't embody him. His character's like looks like the Predator.
My character right. looks There's always just that one like, guy.
My character looks just like me. I'll show you map of the game. It's like, wow, that looks like cats right now.
All right, man. That's cool. Well, let's go to Max. Max, what are you doing right now?
All right, this week I finished up my Saints Row game.
Nice.
Powered
That's
through.
Fun, dude.
Which one?
The fourth one.
Oh, that one was
free
so
this month.
Sweet.
Yeah, this month for Xbox One.
It was the best.
You played download of content?
No.
Oh,
no,
God out of hell is worth it.
God out of hell.
Yeah, I think I may just do it and get all the expansion stuff, just because I had so much fun with it.
I mean, flying around with wings is pretty fucking sweet.
Johnny Gat is the most badass
He's also the most badass dude.
He's the most ridiculous character design of all time.
Though. Game over, man.
Because he walks in, you're like, you can't be serious with this guy.
Well, one of my favorite lines in the video game ever is when he puts on the Johnny Gat mask to rob a bank, and they're like, really? It's like, everyone wants to be Johnny Gat.
My favorite's Keith David.
Yeah, he's good.
Because you actually walk into his like dream simulation and he's having a fist fight with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, I like it that you actually meet Keith David.
Yeah, and you go through the whole bar from They Live and get to the rooftop. And then at the end you're like, oh man, I really wish we could call Rowdy Roddy Piper. And Keith David's like, no. Roddy shows where he's needed.
Keith David's all like, and then in WWF.
Starts trying to get you to join the Marines.
Yeah. Victor, what the hell have you been doing, man? What are you playing?
I'm playing Binding of Isaac a bit.
Okay.
And I just picked up Battleborn.
Did you just pick it up?
I
have it
up.
In the wrapper at home.
I love it.
For people who don't know, Battleborn just came out this week. It is from Gearbox. It looks a lot like...
Borderlands?
It looks a lot like Borderlands.
It's made by people.
Gearbox. Yeah.
I know, no, but I mean, they didn't really stretch it out.
It looks
like
it has that sense of humor.
Oh, the voices when you hear certain voices is just fantastic.
It does. They have a lot more characters, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, it's how many? It's
did
like
you start it up
close
yet?
Close to 30 characters.
Yeah, there's got to be like close to 30 characters.
Did you boot it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm playing the, what the heck is his name? The big robot dude with a big skull head. He's pretty cool.
All right, that's probably what I'll call him, too.
Bro.
Yeah.
T-800.
No, he's just like, he's in a suit, but he's just a head floating around in this, like, jar.
MODOK.
He's awesome.
MODOK. That's the ugliest. Ooh, that guy's fucking ugly. You liking it, though?
No, I like it a lot, yeah.
I heard on the internet, of course, early reviews are saying that it's cool, but it's like almost like the Avengers go to, like, a shooting gallery. Like, all the guys are chumps, and you guys are, like... the balls. You know? Like, is that it? There's no real enemies to it.
The enemies are, I mean, unless you put them like super hard, they just have a ridiculous amount of health points. They're not really difficult.
Yeah, they suck. But it's like also, the AI.
It's meant to be more of a PvP game.
Right, right. I know that.
And looking at some of the like the videos I've watched, it's like the abilities you get and the weapons you have are like the real fun of it.
Yes.
And the variety of characters.
The characters are sweet.
Yeah, so maybe we'll team up. I haven't installed it yet, but maybe we'll team up later in the week so we can tag team this bitch next week.
Yeah. I mean, the campaign's like 5 players. So.
Yeah. All right, well, this week I just got done with the Gears of War 4 beta, which is now closed, but it's feeling good. It's feeling pretty good.
Was it feeling like Gears of War not look, 1 good? Or like?
It does not look good, though.
Oh, really?
No, I thought it was going to be super high def. It almost is like when Treyarch took over Call of Duty and they took a step back. Remember that sweet spot where Modern Warfare came out?
World of War, right? Oh, when they had like a, it was like 22-on-22 with like tanks and all types of shit.
Yeah, the first Treyarch one. Yeah, and it kind of like was a step back.
There was just more stuff going on, so like I guess they couldn't fit.
Yeah.
All of it in the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the case with Gears of War. Gears of War, they kept the 5 guys and whatnot. I mean, they didn't go back to 4. Specifically, I fell in love with dodgeball mode. Which is where you back. So, you do. There is a 10-second like delay, or maybe it could have even been 5 seconds. It's hard to tell when I'm thirsty for blood. But to make sure that you don't just bomb someone and then the other guy comes immediately back. Mm-hmm. You know, you bomb someone, you kill that guy within 5 seconds, the other guy doesn't come back. But there were a couple tight spots, I will say, where it was just me, and then I got to bring my whole team back and we destroyed.
So does that only count when you're the last guy? Or is it the whole match where some guy gets killed?
The whole match. If you kill somebody, you bring somebody back. But there's no holding on to it. If it's 5-on-5 and you kill someone, there's not like you get one in the wings.
Just that first kill doesn't matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or if you have 5 people, it doesn't matter, I should say.
Yeah, but the problem I had with it was that they do have a disclaimer in the front saying that this is not the actual finished product, of course. They didn't specifically mention graphics, and the graphics weren't wowing me.
Well,
they're a little smoother than the old games. I want to say that
you can't, in a beta, you can't kill the graphics when it's not the finished product. Like, those when you smooth out the game, that's probably like the last steps they do is, like, making the game, like, look polished.
No, usually the graphics is already there. It's just more gameplay they're fixing.
Really?
Fixing bugs.
Yeah. Usually it looks.
Once you're on beta, it's more for bugs and just general glitches to test their capabilities of their online
capacity.
How
do the bugs constantly make it to that game itself?
They can't test everything. They can't fix everything because once you fix something, they break something else. It's just all coding they have to work with.
And a lot of the things they call nowadays that they call a beta are really just a taster to get the fans' mouth wet for the game. You know, but this was
pre-orders
a legit beta.
Go up a little bit, all that.
Yeah, this was a legit beta, and I had a really good time playing. I can't wait for execution mode and all the other things. And the story mode is probably going to be great. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have
any. How many people do they say yet are involved in the campaign? Can you play as?
They did not say. They threw out a couple characters, which we already went over in the podcast. I think it was...
we did 3 characters.
3 characters.
I love their new commercial.
Did you see a new commercial? I haven't seen
it. The one running on TV right now.
No, is it Tears for Fears?
Oh, it's not. I forgot what song they...
Is it a sad song?
They picked a sad song.
Technically, that's not the Tears for Fears version of that song.
Correct, I guess.
I can't remember what the song was, but it's great. It's Marcus Fenix and his little son and digging
Marcus.
Up a tree.
And then
you see his son running through the woods getting shot at and everything's dark and dreary. And then it's the family sitting underneath the tree and it's all nice. And Marcus carves their initials into the tree. And then it cuts back to his son getting like blown up and running to cover. And he's hiding behind the tree with his initials carved in it.
They're always great.
It's fucking really magical.
I mean, they're number one commercial.
You just carved MF into the tree?
And his son's
MF.
It was just actually just a Phoenix.
MF was here.
MF.
Like, motherfucker Jones?
BMF.
All right, anyway, that's what I'm playing. I'm really looking forward to Gears of War 4, and everyone else should be too. Right?
I mean, absolutely. I'm going to pick it up day one.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm pretty excited.
A1 day one.
When I download it, like a week before, 2 weeks before, and then the night, like whenever its actual release is
coming. I think I'm going to do it too.
Play that shit up.
Nice, man. Nice. All right, so let's hit some meaty subjects in the news.
Understanding that everyone had heard. Hit the B square. Hit the B square.
All right, everyone who listens to the show knows I don't like to do too much, like, super industry news because it's boring. I like to find, like, the swatting stories and stuff like that. You know, the sources that I checked for the non-industry-based news this week, there was a lot of sad stories, like his dad, like, beating up his daughter or something for bothering the video games and stuff. Like, I couldn't deal with it. So I just kind of came up with some subjects I'd like to talk about. First one that I wanted to discuss was, all right, so here's the deal. This gamer guy, and they haven't came out with his Twitch name. I'm sure I could figure it out, and I'm sure someone's going to. It just happened today, so bear with me now. We'll come up with this guy's name later. This guy was caught playing with his joystick. Let's put it that way. He puts on his stream. He doesn't realize that it's on, and I guess he wanted to relax himself before it went on. So,
I mean, yeah. I would. You want to relax yourself. Exactly. You want to go there all like, oh, God. He's like walking around with a loaded gun.
Anyway, he snapped his carrot in front of everybody. And I mean, like, you can check the video online. I'm not going to play the video because it's just...
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
I don't need to be in a room of four guys watching another guy pleasure himself.
No, that's how you get your soul stolen.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, this guy did go on himself. I mean, like, full...
On himself?
A full head back on the pillow. He was having a good time.
He's a dirty girl.
Yeah, he was having a good time. I did skip to the end, obviously.
You gotta see the money shot.
No, where he was just like, wait, all right, time what? To get. Oh, is this camera on?
Let's see how this ends.
My issue was he was not banned. He was not banned whatsoever, and we all know
that don't catch a banning.
No, that did not catch a banning. My issue was with. A week before, and this happened just after we recorded, and I didn't get to talk about it, a deeper issue, a gamer girl by the name of Legendary Leah, she's actually pretty popular. This guy was a nobody who got caught jerking up. Legendary Leah got a 30-day ban for accidentally showing a little bit in her booty shorts.
Oh, it was a little bit.
Was it?
It wasn't a little bit.
Oh, you know all about it?
Oh, I've seen it.
It was a little bit, and you can't really tell whether it's parts or it's a little thigh.
It's not, right?
What was
okay.
this, they were showing it on again?
This is Twitch. Yeah. Twitch. Both were on Twitch.
Here's my theory. I think Victor here was watching that first girl when he accidentally left his streaming on and went to town. Who didn't catch a
banning?
Do you
think it was like Twitchception where this guy's watching Legendary Leah?
I think it is.
That's an interesting point.
Maybe her booty shorts were the inspiration.
They weren't booty shorts. She was wearing the smallest skirt you could possibly imagine. And she did like a little twirl or like she bent over to like change her garbage and her literal just ass was sticking out. And it's like she was wearing like a G-string.
Okay.
It's like, she knows what she's doing. She does a lot of her
okay,
stream.
So
here sounds like it's full of perverts.
Here's the only thing that I wanted to talk about. And I don't want to get into Twitch girls because hopefully I'm going to try and land a Twitch girl to come on the show. We're going to keep it.
Twitch girls!
Yeah, we're going to keep it civil, fellas. I'll bring your moms into the room if you want to. But we're going to keep it civil if it happens. So if anybody is a Twitch streamer and wants to get their Twitch up and... You know, wants to come on the show and talk about it. Anyway, the deal is the difference between Legendary Leah and this guy is that she does it all the time.
Yes,
she does do it all the time.
That is way more acceptable than jacking.
That's what I said. That's what I said. He literally jacked it.
I mean,
like, you should nip that in the bud.
Yeah, like, one of them's a quick.
Most
peek.
Streamers
the other one's
don't show
bag.
That far down. Like. Where was he aiming his camera?
He didn't. I watched a video, and I like, you know where you kind of watch it through both hands, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want to see anything, but I got to watch a video.
Was it just a picture of his, like, belly button and up?
You saw his hand going up. I don't, you know.
Was he a shirt jerk, or is he a shirt-off jerk kind of guy?
He looked like he was, I mean, he was dressed, you know. He was getting ready for his Twitch stream, dude. So he was all dressed.
No, I would still, you know, it's not to take my shirt. I don't want a man mess.
It got a little creepy. It got a little. All right, all right. Two things creepy about the video before I get like
make eye contact with the camera
involved in it.
Yes.
No, he didn't. He was watching his TV. But two things creepy about the video is that it was straight. He had the music on. It was straight music. So I don't know what kind of porn he's on.
Goodbye,
it was straight music.
Horsey.
And then, like 5 minutes into it. He bangs his head back on his couch and he just leaves it like it's like when Harry met Sally. He's like not even watching porn. He's just like into himself.
I'll have what he's having.
All right, we shouldn't.
He's going with the image at that point.
All right, I'm trying to paint a vivid picture so that people don't have to be creepy and go check out this video like I did.
I literally tried to look it up. Like I couldn't even find it.
All right.
But your phone was overloaded with results.
The one I think, yeah, the one I wanted to, the deeper issue I wanted to talk about was gamer girls versus gamer guys on Twitch. Now I know you're not a big Twitch guy, Giant Shock.
No, I really don't know what it is too much.
Max Barracuda, you think it's a waste of time?
I find it boring.
Me and Victor are Twitchers though.
Oh, I watch every day.
Now, do you donate to anyone?
I donate to CoCarnage, and I donate to.
Yeah, the booty shorts.
No, I do not. I don't do any female streamers. And Kibler.
Okay. And why do you choose to do those? I'm a complete mooch. I don't.
Cole Carnage, I watch him literally every day. Mm-hmm. And he amuses me more than anybody else. And Kibler, because he was a big Magic player that went to Hearthstone and still like big in the community. So I just like him.
Well, that's an easy transition.
Yeah.
But
that, and that girl with the onion booty, bro. Like,
she's. I mean, I can.
What is your opinion? What's your opinion on the Twitch girls anyway? Like, it's a fine line. Like, when you're wearing a bikini and playing a game, and then you complain when you get creepos.
No,
it's
a fine line. They know they're getting creepos. They don't complain.
But at the same time, I do hate the on the other side of the coin where guys are just like, oh, fucking. All gamer girls who are legit gamer girls are ugly, and then when they see a beautiful girl playing a video game, they're just like, oh, she's a slut and doesn't really play games. Like, I hate that. I know, and I hate that.
That's not true.
But, like, you're allowed to be beautiful and play games.
But some of the
Twitch there are Rise Like Phoenixes out there.
I was waiting for that.
Rise Like Phoenix.
Bitches.
The difference is, I'm not making fun of anybody who does this. I'm not. But, like, there's girls that stream, and all they do is they stream, they play hardcore games, they're playing competitively, and then this girl to stream is like, oh, for every 50 views I'll do a cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I love it. I'm not
just arguing, that,
but like that's why you're not being taken seriously. That's the reason,
right? So the next question I wanted to ask with these two stories is this like, this is a repeat offense for Legendary Leah. But it's never, like, a real slip. Like, I mean, like, her bra pops out or, like, her panties or something. But it's never, like, real.
She's never double-clicking the mouse on it?
Nah, it's always Cinemax. It's not Playboy TV. Let's put
she
it that
way. She topless ever?
No.
She was in Playboy, the new Playboy, but she was completely clothed the entire time.
Well, there's your problem.
We're not even talking about that. I'm just saying she got banned for 30 days for that. I never saw. I saw a. You know, Reddit has a section where it shows all her, because I wanted to thoroughly do this story. So it said all her slips, none of them were nudity. So why is she getting banned and this guy's fucking waxing his dolphin and he gets none?
It's not that they weren't all not nudity, because
just beating his dog, bro.
Yeah, she's done one or two nip slips. She's done a I have no underwear shot, like.
So you think it's just a repeat offense, because this is actually going on in the gamer community on the verge of becoming a gate.
It's repeat offense, plus, as you said, she's definitely got some notoriety behind her now.
She's definitely popular for it.
She's way more popular than this guy, you know? Maybe not now.
What I like about her is she's attainable. Like, that's a girl you can go out to a bar and pick her
up. Yeah, she's not like...
Yeah, that's not the question I asked, but that's...
I'm sorry, what was your question? He has me a loaded phone. Like, what do you want from me?
My question was, is there a rightful double standard?
Yeah, you double kick off that guy who's jacking it, and you fucking give her a warning.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the guy jacking it didn't get
banned. Go up to the guy who broke.
His was a legit, like,
mistake.
He, like... And he's only
but does that matter, dude? Once. You can't just fucking touch yourself on camera.
That's
on
a sexual
Twitch.
Assault, brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, what if he? I don't know what he was trying to stream at that point. But what if it was like Viva Pinata and these little kids trying to sign on? I mean, like
donger. Just right
there. If you do find the video, I'll show you guys the end of the video later. This guy is red faced when he finds out. He's like, "Oh, is this?" I don't know. You know, this is a topic that I'd like to get more into with Twitch streamers themselves. But I think there is there's more to be found on this.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they just leave it where it is.
I don't know, man. But you know me, I'll have a whole expose on it. Anyway, another story I want to talk about: Fallout 4 Far Harbor is coming out this month,
mm-hmm.
Which is a
DLC,
very very large DLC. They said it's the biggest Fallout DLC that they've ever had, the biggest piece of land I won't be getting it because
I am so excited.
Are you excited about that?
Oh, I love
I'm more
Fallout.
Excited. So here's the thing. Witcher. The Witcher 3 is Witcher Wild Hunt is getting more DLC, and it's free, which is even more exciting. And they promise that the landmass in that is equal to the original game.
Wow. It's impressive.
It is impressive.
I have a question for Max over here. With the new DLC coming out, are you going to pick a clan or what?
I don't know. I may use
maybe
it
there's
to,
a fourth clan.
May use it to postpone the choice a little bit longer. It's so, only been 5 months.
Right. So here's my question. These DLCs coming out with huge boards are super exciting to me because everyone knows I hate DLCs because I don't think that they
give you enough
prolong the game enough. I'm so far out of the game by the time these things come out. Like this Fallout Far Harbor, I'm done. I'm done with Fallout. I'm out of that world.
But they've been giving you small stuff for the last 3 months.
Yeah, but I don't buy the small stuff. What was that robot one? It was like $20.
The Machinist.
I did the whole. I did the season pass for it because I knew they were doing.
I can't do season passes because I got burned like twice. I bought the Titanfall season pass. It was garbage.
Yeah, I don't buy shitty game season passes.
Ouch. Ouch.
No, but literally,
that hurts my feelings. I like
to. Honestly, you buy the game for $65 and then you're like, oh, the season pass is worth it. But saying, realistically, you're almost paying $100 for games now because the season pass is almost necessary for any game. But
with, as Raj just put it, he may not even be interested in playing the DLC by the time it rolls around.
Is this the future of DLC? Like, would this entice you guys? Like, another. It's almost like this. Witcher 1, for example, is almost like Witcher Wild Hunt 1.5. Like, this land is huge. Is this going to get you back? Let me ask this around the room. Let's say you traded it in.
No.
And you found out. Would you buy it again?
No.
No, I think I'm done.
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Did you play Witcher?
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing game.
I don't trade my games in. They're all digital. Mm-hmm. And I would like the DLCs to come out relatively within the first 60 days of the release of the game. Just because.
But it's not practical at that point.
How is it not practical? They have it sitting there. It's not like
it's not always sitting there.
You're used to updates because you are an MMO dude. So you're used to playing like World of Warcraft and they come up with it and it's like four level 50s to go to level 60s. Like they add a level system and stuff. That's fine. But some of these games like Fallout 4, I am already the shit. So when I go into Far Harbor, I'm already, like, the best. Like, it's not hard.
Unless you're, like, level 255, I think it is, you don't have every ability. Because that's when you cap out.
Right, right. But at the same time, I got my playstyle's ability.
I mean, my character's, like, level 80. And I one-shot everything I run into, but I'm still going to have a blast going through a whole new continent. That's bigger than their last expansion. Was like, they said their Shimmering Isles, which was for, I want to say, Elder Scrolls 4.
Mm-hmm.
They said that was the big expansion landmass they've ever done before this, and this is like twice the size of that almost. Which is crazy.
I don't know about for you guys, but for me, it's hard to put down a game and they, like for like a period of time,
and then
like
pick
a
it back
weeks
up
weeks and then go back to it.
It is very hard. Very hard. Yeah,
that happened to me with Skyrim actually. With the DLC,
epic game.
You get
too.
Into the vibe of a game, you get into the feeling of it, and just get out of it. You know?
But in the defense of the companies, it's like. You pay $60 for a game. It's been $60 for a video game for years. Years and years and years. They haven't actually jacked that up yet. So they're still making these games that cost more, but they're still charging $60.
Oh, but,
they haven't
upped them yet. In defense of that, I'd like to say that The Witcher comes out with nothing but free downloadable content. What about that?
Some companies can afford that. Some companies can't.
The Witcher's company really only comes out with The Witcher.
Yeah, I know, but The Witcher had a crazy following.
Yeah, they do.
And I mean, Fallout has a crazy following, but like, I still hear people talk about The Witcher. Which came out a year and a half ago. Like,
I know, man, it's amazing.
I play a lot of multiplayer games in the sense of like sports and fighting games.
So you get a new one every year.
Yeah, so I get a new one every. I buy a new one year, but at least the sports games they have a day-to-day updating system where like. A guy had a good game last night, they'll adjust their rankings in the game. So, like, I like that where, like, if a guy who...
I mean, you can't really do that with The Witcher. Like, oh, this dragon had quite the day.
No. But then I'm going to say, too, like, with the WWE game, it has a set DLC content. It tells you the schedule of it and says, if you want to buy the pass, buy it. They gave me something like 30 extra characters from when I bought the game to, it came out like every month.
The difference with the wrestling one is they have something that's like, oh, we're giving you new characters. We already know the characters we're going to give you. It's just simple to put them in the game at that point. It's just coding. They're like, still planning the stuff out. Like, they worked so much to make this game, and it was huge. And they're like, now that we're done with this, now we can do more stuff, but we don't know what exactly we're going to do yet.
The leap of faith with the season pass is what I have a problem with, because you get burned too much.
I didn't buy the season pass until they announced the 4 expansions.
Okay.
I got burned on Call of Duty this year. Their season pass stunk. All the multiplayer zombie levels were just whack. I just didn't like any of them.
Well,
all
right, that's just a personal preference.
Speaking of that, I want to go into my last story. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare debuted on their trailer on YouTube.
What's better than Modern Warfare? It's Infinite Warfare.
And like space battles.
It'll be Star Wars in no time.
It is, but currently it has over a 50% dislike rate. On the YouTube.
Because it's space battles.
For that video?
Everyone's...
I saw that trailer.
Everyone's tired of it.
I honestly think Call of Duty has run its course. They've gotten so bonkers with the shit that they have in the game. It's just too much going on.
World War II. Go to World War II.
I've had the most
back to where you started, game. Yeah.
Or go back to World War
II. Go to a different war. Go to some random ass war we never heard
World
of.
World War I. Just like have like regular... just. Something I haven't seen
at this
before.
Point, if I could be China fighting the Huns in World War, that would be excellent.
I want the Civil War. I want to see some brutal shit.
Yeah, do what Far Cry did. I just need to throw a curveball.
I need it a little slower. Like, no offense, but I do need it a little slower.
I want to burn all
the that's not me being like a 30-year-old man. That's just me saying, like,
so
I just,
the camper guy
I want it.
Has all these like drones coming out that they just shoot you up. You're like, wait, what? What the fuck is all this shit? Is it my friends?
The thing with that game, though, there's too much money relying on it now. They're going to play it according to the timeline they've established. They're not going to fuck with that.
I think they're going to have to make some sort of difference. If you get a 50% dislike rate...
Let's see how it sells. If it doesn't break the billion mark.
I did hear that if you bought the collector's edition, it comes with a remastered copy of Modern Warfare.
It does. Modern Warfare 1. Yes. Regular Modern Warfare, which was excellent.
Going to
rest
be
in peace.
That is like, I want that more than the game.
Yeah, and I saw screenshots. You know what was funny? I was checking out screenshots of that over Infinite Warfare. I was like, damn.
I don't know if I'm just like more simple, legit. But like, I enjoyed the Modern Warfare 1 where it was like, okay, 3 kills got you the UAV, 5 kills got you the airstrike, and then the 7 kills got you the helicopter.
You know what it is? It's less chances to, I don't want to say cheat, but find cheap-ass ways. But, you know, some guys find cheap combos.
I don't think you remember Call of Duty 1 as much as that as I did. Do you remember how
you
annoying
Call of Duty Modern
Warfare 1? Do you remember how bad it was when the other team had attack helicopter?
No, because we
that was
really
your own fault, bro.
And then the other person had attack helicopter, and then the other person. It was
you
just
only
a,
have one after.
Yeah, but you called it in. Have you ever been on? The problem was Giant Shock and I had a tight squad, and we were never on the other side of it. But yes, I do remember being like, "Now I call in my chopper."
At one point,
racing
a lot of matches. Yeah. It's even either side of it. At one point, once you had an attack helicopter, your team literally just took a gigantic. It was just like one
but
after
the
other of just
people
nonsense.
Didn't realize that that was because they should sit tight for a while, slow up their game. People didn't do it. You always had that one asshole who just run.
But
run,
there's certain
run,
boards
run,
where
run.
You just. Can't like remember the missile field. If you take down the houses and call the hacked out, they're just outside.
Yeah,
they're just literally outside and screwed.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting that Infinite Warfare is just
it got a really bad review.
It did.
Not
the trailer
review,
looks. Dumb.
It's got no buzz, is what it is. It's not a review. It's just got
no one's
buzz.
Just,
nobody's
no
looking forward
it.
To
no
it. Nobody gives a shit.
Now, at least in the past, they brought in Kevin Spacey to.
Well, finally, everyone's just like catching up with the train that Call of Duty is not. The greatest game in the world.
It's average.
It's okay. There are better games out there, and
I'm pretty sure they hit the high life at 2.
And it's I think the
much,
yearly
man.
Thing, the yearly franchise.
It's too much. It's the same reason that I fell off with Assassin's Creed because it was just too much. It's too much. I don't look. They don't give me time to be excited about.
And you know, there's not going to be any great innovation. To
no,
it.
There can't be. They're cranking it out. They're starting on it the second that they end this one.
Well, they got two teams going.
One of my big beefs with Assassin's Creed was, you did one.
I like to be wooed a little bit. You know, I like a little mystery.
Yeah, a little suspense.
Come on.
I like to be wine and dine before I
that's
get good enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on.
Oh, one of my big beefs with Assassin's Creed was that the first game was the first game with Altair, but then you did three games with Ezio. And then ever since then, it was just one game, one player. But why couldn't we delve deeper into the one character again?
Because a lot of those characters fell apart.
They fell apart. Yeah, yeah, they fell apart.
Connor, I'm good with no more Connor.
That's where I stopped.
There was nobody more boring than Desmond. Desmond was the most boring.
Except for maybe Arno, who was the French guy. He had nothing to him. I would go back to the pirate game. Dude, give me another pirate game.
Feed it to the rats.
Yeah, I mean, I would go back to the pirate game, yeah, but I mean, like, I wanted Desmond to be a badass eventually.
I just want a real dirty pirate game. That's what I want. Like, a real, like, your guy got sick of scurvy, throw him off the boat, like
Oregon Trail.
Like, I want, like, brutal pirate games.
You died of dysentery.
Bahama Trail.
Shouldn't have been the first mate. You should have been the mop guy. Swabber. Slipped off the deck and fell into the water. Overboard.
All right, last week's quiz was kind of weak. I stepped it up, hopefully, and I think we're going to run into the quiz right now. You guys ready for the quiz?
Let's do it.
The redemption quiz.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right, so we're doing the quiz. We got RPG rules tonight. I'm the big boss. I have 10 points. You guys, every time you answer a question right, depending on how many points you get, you never get to slap me, but you get points off my health. As I have 10, you each have 7. I have 15 questions, 3 different categories of 5, and each question has a different determined amount of points. If you pass, because you don't know, you automatically lose 1 point. But if you answer on a question, let's say that I deem 2 points, and you answer wrong, then you get minus 2 points. And I'm explaining this to you, Victor, because you haven't been here
before. So basically, go for the gusto.
You got to go for the gusto if you want to be the big boss. Tonight's 3 different categories are timelines, which is I'm going to give you 3 games in the order they came out, and you guys are going to have to rearrange those. I have Forgotten Heroes, which are, as what it sounds like, video game protagonists that kind of got lost in the mix, and then Wordplay, which is a mix of 2 games to make 1 sentence. We'll start with Max.
Let's try this timeline thing.
Timelines. This one will be for 2 points. This one's straight up ninjas. We have Ninja Gaiden, Shinobi, and Shadow of the Ninja. First, second, third.
I'm going to say in that exact order that you read.
Ninja Gaiden, Shinobi, and Shadow of the Ninja?
Yes, let's go with it.
Shadow of the Ninja, Ninja Gaiden, Shinobi.
Okay. Join a shot.
Shinobi, Ninja Gaiden, Shadow of the Ninja.
Giant Shock takes 2 points off of me. The rest of you are minus 2 points, of course. That's how it came out. Shinobi was 1987. Ninja Gaiden was 1988. And Shadow of the Ninja was 1990.
Shinobi appeared on the original Sega.
Yes, it did. It did. Which threw me off because the original NES had Ninja Gaiden, which was 1988. I figured people would get fooled by that because naturally everyone thinks of NES before they think of Sega. That's why that was a 2-point question.
Master System. Console.
Yes, that was it.
Cards.
The Master System.
Yeah, the Master System.
I
don't. Double Dragon, my friend had Double Dragon on it. It was basically the same game as the arcade. And that was the first time that's ever happened to me in the consoles.
Ah.
So that was cool.
Alright, so Giant Shock has 2 towards me. Victor, you wanna choose a category? Timelines, Forgotten Heroes, or mix of 2
sentences? I'm gonna go with Forgotten Heroes.
Forgotten Heroes. Alright, this one will be... Let's pick a 1 point. This character, developed by Hudson Soft, his game stars somewhere on the planet Bomber in the Bomber Nebula.
Is it Bomberman?
Shout.
I'm going to go with Bomberman.
I'm going to third that.
You're all right. Of course. Easy peasy.
They were really creative coming up with that guy.
Look, man, we need some Bomberman.
That's what I thought was funny. I'm looking through these characters. I was like, Bomberman.
All
right.
They didn't try it all.
The tag of that game should have been, yo, buy it. He's the bomb.
I don't think that was out when it came out, man.
Yeah, that wasn't even a phrase when he premiered.
Regardless, right. You really thought up a cool thing with Bomberland and just whatever. He's the bomb.
Giant Shock.
Yes.
You want to pick?
Timeline.
Timeline's your jam. I knew that would be your jam. The guy's got a mind like an iron trap for this thing. All right, timeline. This one will be worth 1 point. I think people can get it. This is all skateboard games. Skate or Die, Thrasher, Search and Destroy, and 720.
720? It was Skate or Die. I'm sorry, just repeat them one more time.
Skate or Die, mm-hmm. Thrasher, Search and Destroy, or 720.
I'm going to go Skate or Die, then Thrasher, and then the last one was 720, right?
Yeah, those are the three games.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm saying...
Okay.
I think you're right. Skate or Die was NES. Thrasher, I don't know. 720 sounds recent, so I'm gonna do the same order.
I'm going to go with 720,
okay.
Thrasher, then Skate or Die.
You're all wrong.
Okay.
Skate or Die, NES, 1987. 720 was a arcade game that I used to play constantly with the 360 remote. Does anyone remember that?
I knew nope. It should have been probably pretty weak because Tony Hawk did like the 900 in 1999 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And then Thrasher, Skate or Die was 1999. That was the most recent one.
But, all right.
So we got -1 for each of you. Victor's at -3.
Ow.
Max at -3. Giant Shock at -1. Max Barracuda, what do you got?
What's one we haven't tried?
Right? Mix two games, make one sentence. Wordplay.
Let's do it.
Actually,
don't flex in front of me.
Damn, who are you flexing on, dude?
Victor's posing in here.
Showing it off.
The music's got you pumped.
Well, you're not Victor, though, anymore, right?
No, I'm Victor. I went back.
Oh, you went back? All right, good. Because that other man,
it was the coolest.
Hackers?
It was the coolest.
It was zero cool.
Zero cool.
There's a level in Saints Row 4 called Zero Cool.
Okay, now, I don't know if you want to still go with this one. Just to let you know, this is a yell out. So anyone who gets that point, and that's that. Because obviously, if you figure it out, everyone else is just going
to
go.
So what happens to us that don't get it?
Nothing.
So
no points.
This
no
is
point.
A point free-for-all.
Yeah, okay. This right, one happens to be a point free-for-all.
Let's try it.
So going for it? One of the first generation Pokemon games mashed with Rockstar's 2010 Western theme open world featuring John Marston.
Pokemon Red... Dead Redemption?
You got it.
Ooh.
Nice.
You're going to be doing good in that one.
That was always Pete's jam.
I also didn't understand what was happening. Now I get it.
you just combined the two titles.
We've done these numerous times.
No, I've not done this.
You have. Me and you have never answered one right.
Victor Belmont.
I'm going to go back with those Forgotten Heroes.
Forgotten Heroes. This one is going to be a dreaded... 3-point question. I'm scared myself. This smart-ass reptile may have been a little too infused with the 90s TV and pop culture references to survive in modern times.
Gex.
Absolutely right.
It's Gex.
You motherfucker.
Dude, he was on.
I didn't think anyone remember that guy, man.
I sold that game yesterday.
Voiced by former Simpsons writer Dana Gould.
He's wore that tuxedo and shit. Like
in the cover, cover, the James Bond cover?
Yeah.
I remember the leather jacket one.
No, Gex. Yeah, I remember the James Bond thing. But he was nothing but 90s references. He's not coming back.
If you bought a game magazine like 20 years ago, he was on it. Somewhere in that magazine. Yeah.
All right. Giant Shot.
Yeah. Timeline.
Timeline. We got a 1-point question. This all has to do with doubles. Double Dragon, Double Dribble, and the Double Dare game.
Double Dribble, Double Dragon, Double Dare.
I'll go Double Dragon, Double Dare, Double Dribble.
Double Dibble. Wow.
You're automatically wrong.
Double Dribble.
Double Bobble.
Double Dare, Double Dragon.
Giant Shock is right.
Okay. Damn.
Double Dribble, 1987. Double Dragon, 1988, and Double Dare, 1990. I miss Mark Summers.
I don't.
Giant Shock is in striking distance. He's got 7 points against me and only -1. Victor's got 4 points, -3. Max has 5 points, -3. Anybody's game.
It's really going to help me with Pete. He's going to answer this next one that he's going to get, and I don't have to get any points negated from that.
Yeah, let's go with that category, Alan.
What category? Okay.
The titles.
Oh, yeah, you can not bump off him for it. That might be Pete's saving grace. This one will be... Let's go for a 2-pointer that I don't think you guys are going to get. Not that I don't trust you, but...
Did you three-point Gex the Gecko?
That was...
These dummies that you got into car accidents in the 90s.
What obviously a mistake. Two-pointer. Insomniac's Flying Purple Reptile in his first game mashed with BioWare's RPG series beginning in 2009 with Origins.
Give me that first part again.
Insomniac's Flying Purple Reptile in his first game.
Spyro the Dragon Age Origin?
It is Spyro the Dragon Age, but I will give it to you. As I said, in 2009 with Origins. But yeah,
well, that's the full title of the game. So
I'll give it.
I'm going for completion.
I couldn't get the second one. I knew it was Spyro. Like, I was like, what's the second one?
Blue Dragon, I know.
It's Purple Dragon.
Purple Dragon, I know.
Only Green
Forgotten Hero.
Prince.
Only Green Dragon.
Forgotten Hero. Haven't seen Spyro for a minute. I know he survives in handheld form a little bit. Yeah,
super popular in my store.
Oh, because of Skylanders, but not his own.
No, like the PlayStation. Like Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon, the two PlayStation 1 games I sell the most.
Okay, I mean, they might be the two most popular PlayStation 1 games.
But... Well, that's one I hear Spyro, that's why I knew immediately.
Well, Resident Evil, the first one.
Not that popular.
You know, it's been remade.
No, because that was basically, you know, adults. I mean, Spyro, I would buy for my kids. You know, I would buy that.
Mostly, it's not kids. Well, mostly college kids.
I just remember they also remade that one to the GameCube
multiple times.
Yeah. Your category.
Your category.
I want
Victor.
Forgotten Heroes.
We seem to have settled into our.
You know what's funny?
Spots.
I think it's the fact that I told Giant Shock, "Oh, timeline's your jam," and yeah. I told him that wordplay's your jam. So he's like, "I can't play their jam."
Well, I've gotten 2 out of 3 questions right.
I was going to say, I'm not good on those two topics, apparently.
Okay, this one is worth, let's do 1 point. This character originally started as a comic strip character before starring in his own NES sleeper hit. I'll give you a count of 3. There's a pun in there, by the way. 1. You can block and only lose 1, also.
It's only worth 1.
I know, I was trying to move along the game, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I have no idea.
What was the question again?
This character originally started as a comic strip character before starring in his own NES sleeper hit.
I can see
Max kind of...
Little Nemo.
Little Nemo's Dream World.
I can literally picture the case. I couldn't think of the name.
You said NES, though.
Yeah.
It's an NES game, NES Little game. Nemo.
Little Nemo?
Yes.
Not Finding Nemo.
Not Finding
Little Nemo.
Little Nemo. It's his
little Nemo's
on a
Dream
bench.
World.
The
remember?
Dream Master.
Yeah, I remember. I couldn't remember the name.
I mean, you say Nemo to... I mean, you're thinking Little Nemo. Yeah.
Yeah,
to a child, but the rest of us remember Little Nemo's Dream World.
Oh, I couldn't remember the name.
I played it with my cousin a lot.
I love that game. All right. Giant Shock.
Timeline.
I'm about to die.
You guys have plenty of questions left, man, to take me out. Oh, this is the last timeline, however.
Fuck, why'd you only make 4?
Yeah, I made 5. We had ninjas, we had skaters, we had the doubles.
And that was it?
That was it.
Oh, no. You're right. We have 2 more.
Liar.
Okay. So this one's worth 2 points. I think somebody might have trouble with the last one. So we have... Road games, Off-Road, Road Rash, and the original Mad Max, The Road Warrior. And just so everyone can clarify, because I don't want to get any hate mail or anything, I call him The Road Warrior. It was just called Mad Max.
Mad Max?
Yes, Off-Road, Road Rash, and the first Mad Max game ever made.
I feel that there's like a trick with that Mad Max thing, so I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm going to go Off-Road. What was the middle one?
Road Rash.
Road Rash and Mad Max.
How many points is this worth?
2.
How many do I have left?
You have -3, so you have 4 points left, and you are at 8 points.
Because I've gotten every one of these wrong.
Mm.
I'm going to go it's Mad Max, Off-Road, and Road Rash?
Yes.
I'm going to go Mad Max...
Okay.
I'm assuming there's an Atari game in there. Then let's do Off-Road Road Rash.
Okay.
How many points do I have left? Tell me one, I'll laugh.
You have 4 points left.
Ooh. So I'm going to go with Off-Road Mad Max Road Rash.
Victor Belmont is correct.
Yes.
It's negative two for Max.
It was Off-Road Mad Max and then Road Rash?
Yes.
Yes.
The Mad Max one really threw me off.
Road Rash is a Sega Genesis game, so I knew that was later.
I was just hoping the first Mad Max
Mad Max was for NES, the original one.
Yeah, I know that those two were for NES. I just knew Road Rash was the last one.
Off-Road originally came out in the arcades, which was an excellent game in the arcades. I love that game.
You know what I'm getting confused with Road Rash is RC Pro-Am.
Yes. No, Road Rash is the game where you can like punch people.
You kick. Yeah.
Yeah, and you steal the crowbars.
Like, bow!
Oh, that's like the ESPN one, right? Or not the ESPN one. Like, it's you have
like, yes. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah,
she was sweet.
All right, so who chose that one?
That was me. It's Pete's.
You know what I want.
Max Barracuda. Going for the wordplay. This one's worth 1 point. I think you guys will get it pretty fast. Isaac Clarke in his first interstellar...
Dead Space.
That's not how it works.
...adventure mashed with this classic arcade game involving
Dead Space Invaders.
Dead Space Invaders.
That's how it's done.
That is how it is done.
Can we please have the question read out before we start yelling shit out?
No, no, no.
Quiet.
Giant Shot got negative one for that, by the way.
It was a race, man.
I
Pizza Spyro the Dragon.
I knew
with
Dead Space.
I
didn't know what the second one was yet.
That's Max is in striking distance with 9 points. Giant Shock has 7 points. And Victor Belmont has 6. I only have 10 hit points, by the way.
So
it could happen. Anybody's game.
I'm going to go with Forgotten Heroes.
Forgotten Heroes. This might be the last one. No, I have two more. This creature, known as a Mudokon, initially worked as a slave for a meat processing plant on Rupture Farms.
Oddworld. Abe's Odyssey, probably.
It's not the game.
Oh.
It's the protector.
Yeah. Oh my god, what's his name?
You're going to hurt my feelings now, Victor.
I don't remember names.
No shit. This is happening?
How's this going down, man?
Abe?
Maybe.
It's Abe.
Is that your answer?
Well, if he's not going to say it, I'm going to say Abe.
Right. I'm going to double Abe. That, Abe.
It's Abe. It's Abe.
Abe's Odyssey. What the fuck was his name?
No, it could have been a trick question. And then it's my brain Abe. Exploded for a second. I had to put it back together. Then I'm like, oh, it's Abe.
So Max has taken me down.
Boom.
How many points is that?
That was just 1 point, but he had 9 points. If I was you, I would have totally came out of left field with nothing.
Yo, just for funsies, can you do the last timeline one?
You want the last timeline?
Yeah.
All right, you got the last
I want all the answers. Let's just ruin this
whole
quiz.
You guys want it? You guys want it? All right, this one was with newer games. This one was going to be worth 3 because I know we all know the old games. It's Fruit Ninja, the most popular touch game. Fruit Ninja, Cut the Rope, and Doodle Jump.
I'm going to say Doodle Jump, Fruit Ninja, Cut the Rope.
You would have got it right.
Mm.
Does that make you feel good? Max, you want one in your category?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Actually, I think you had 3 left, so let's just bang them out if you want them, man. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Rufio.
Do you really want to spank them like this?
Let's see if I get them.
Whoa, I'm at 11 at this point.
Both of you guys trying to scream it out. Link and Zelda's first 3D quest on Nintendo 64 meshed with a series of rail shooters for both consoles and arcades.
The Ocarina of Time Splitters?
Time Crisis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 6.
That don't count.
I was going too much of a hurry.
Too cocky.
This one was going to be a 3-point question, definitely. A 2008 Wii hack and slash title that later ported to PS3 and 360, which is incredibly odd. Meshed with a real-time strategy medieval fantasy realm.
You gotta give me that.
That's a lot of words, right. Dan.
A 2008 that? Wii hack and slash title later ported to PS3 and 360, meshed with a strategy game based in medieval fantasy realm.
I got nothing on that.
Well, I mean, the first one I believe is Bayonetta.
Is that Pikimon?
No more Heroes of Might and Magic.
It's either No More Heroes or Bayonetta. It's the only two games
No
that
More
got ported.
Heroes of Might and Magic.
Like the only games that ever got ported off the Wii.
Yeah. No More Heroes is good.
It was. What was the other game?
Heroes
of Might and Magic. Oh, that's for like Mad Systems.
It's for everything, man.
Well, you know, Steam, it's definitely on good old games.
You know, Steam. You want Heroes of Might and Magic? Steam's the place to go.
Not for all of them, though. We've already
established. So that was that. And then, Victor, if you want the last one on yours.
Oh, I want it.
This follically challenged cave kid originally.
Bonk's Adventure.
All right.
It was Bonk's.
Everyone's got it.
P got me by a good 2 seconds.
All right, we're going to go to commercial now. When we come back, we might have a guest moderator for the debates. We'll see what happens.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go Link. Yeah, get Zelda.
Awesome.
Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up.
Bart! Go to bed!
Sure thing, Dad.
It's Bart versus the Space Mutants for your NES.
Rumba.
Only Bart Simpson can save the Earth.
Bart! Okay,
get the Simpsons game for your NES from Acclaim.
Bart!
All right, we're back. I'm excited to have Great Debates back. Great Debates was always my jam. I loved it, and mainly because I didn't have to do much for it, but also because it's entertaining. I think our first Great Debates, I had Mr. Bruce Boneman with me. Remember, you were...
I believe I was there.
So we brought you back
to
help judge the new Great Debates. This one's going to be a three-way debate. And I got the idea off of Demolition Man, where Taco Bell was the head cheese, so to speak. So I want to know, in 10 years from now, one system's on top. Giant Shock has Nintendo. Victor is pulling up Sony. And Max Barracuda is doing Xbox. This is a little different. It's a little more professional. You have a total of 7 possible points that you can get. I rate on diction, you know, like your ability to speak in front of all of us. Content, which is just basically, I know when you're double spacing, motherfuckers, you know. I know when you're trying to stretch it out. Put downs, if you can stick a put down of the other systems in there, just seamlessly. Nothing like eloquent, such as, oh, the other systems blow, but, you know, something cool.
I don't want double points for that.
All right, well, Boneman's a different judge, you know.
Two X points for put down.
Persuasiveness, if you make me believe it. And humor, obviously, because this is a humor show. There's 2 additional points where I, before the show, I hit on things that I would have hit on, that I would have said, 2 points each. And those are, if you do hit it, then I'll let you know at the end of your
argument. Phoenix points.
Phoenix points. Phoenix ghosts.
You know, rise from the ashes, get a point.
There you go. 7 possible points. I'm going to have to go Giant Shock first.
Nintendo goes first?
For once.
Just like in real life, this is the first system standing over here. All right, let's do it.
10 years from now, Nintendo's top dog. Mm-hmm. Why?
Let me
get a beer.
Bring up my notes.
I love this. Let's kick it, man.
That was a rough one. Get these notes up here.
He made notes, huh?
Notes.
You should have made notes.
I got told 2 minutes ago. I made notes here.
Alright.
I actually told you 2 hours ago and you were just like, don't tell me now. I'll come over.
Busy.
The debate's gotta be why they'll be on top of gaming or they'll still be like one of
why
the
they'll be the one the system. Top dog.
Okay, well, Nintendo in 1985 dethroned Atari, and were king for almost 20 years until the newer systems came out. Now, I know they were slipping, but here's why they're going to be back on top in 10 years. Because all of us Gen Yers who grew up with that system now having children, and we don't want to just throw them into like the battle arena, which is, you know, Xbox One and Sony PlayStation 4. Because they're not ready to handle that yet as young kids like Rise Like Phoenix has. Like, you know, just young kids. You and you know what? It's a great way to bond with your kids because they still have the same legendary characters they did 20 years ago in brand new titles every evolution of their system. So you could go back and you know what? You'd want to play it too. Oh, the new Zelda system. I'll play with my kids. I'll get them into gaming. My notes went away. They still have their lockdown handheld devices. I mean, the no other PlayStation tried to throw out some garbage one that had the worst joystick ever. That didn't work out. Xbox didn't even try. And you know, they still make a ton of money on their handheld devices. So they'll still make tons of money. Like what?
He keeps hitting his mic with his bulk.
It's all right. All right.
Where was it? Yeah, they'll still make tons of money with their with their handheld systems. And then going back again one more time to their franchises, these are timeless. You'll pick up a Zelda game regardless of the system. I know that the second the Wii gets cheaper, Max Barracuda, myself, we might pick up the Wii. I'm sorry, the Wii U to just play that generation's versions of our favorite games, whether it be Mario, Legend of Zelda. Or, even Punch-Out. Like, these, the little games that they literally have gone on for almost 30 years. It's a part of us. When you name video games, you don't say Microsoft. You don't say Sega. Well, definitely don't say Sega. But you don't say PlayStation. You say Nintendo. And they'll always be around because they are the king. They're the be-all, end-all of video games. And
Day one, A1.
And they're timeless.
Nice. Also, I forgot to tell you guys that it's actually possible 8 points. It's something I didn't think of that comes out of left field where I go, wow, I didn't even think of that. It gets a point.
Well, can
also.
I get one more thing?
You did. You already got one. You did get one. Oh, all right. You want to play again?
That's cheating.
And I'm not going to cheat. But listen to a past episode. Great commercial. Next is going to be a great system. At least if they let me do the advertising for it.
I'll throw it in at the end.
All
right. End the show. Look for the commercial.
So who's the next top dog now that Nintendo's done it?
Max Barracuda, why is that not true? Why is it going to be Xbox?
Well, first of all, we're talking 10 years in the future, and even in your hypothetical 10 years, you were still going, we'll go back to it eventually. Secondly, both your companies, Japanese companies, I say buy American, buy Microsoft, because I believe America will be great again.
Trump.
Psst, I didn't say that. Second, Microsoft is a company that listens to the people. They try to innovate. They say, here's an all-inclusive device that'll sync up with your TV, that'll sync up with all your media, and we got a Kinect. And we all went, we don't want the Kinect. And they got rid of the Kinect.
And life was good.
And life was better.
It was playable.
Next, the best games. They got the best look at all these years later. How long have we been playing Gears?
Oh, long time.
Long, long time.
Long time.
What were we just talking about? The next Gears. I think they have the longevity. Whereas games like Mario have been sandwiched into everything. He's playing tennis. He's playing golf. It gets a little old, but the next Gears, we're always like,
jacking it on Twitch.
We're jacking it on Twitch to Gears of War. Best multiplayer out there. And when you think about it, what do you look for in a system? Which one do your friends own? Do you have a Wii U?
No, no one does.
Do you have a PlayStation 4
hooked up?
I know you do. That's why I didn't turn to you. I happen to know that Giant Shock here, Eric, hasn't even hooked up his PS4. You want the system your friends got.
Free killing shit.
You want the system, though, that all your friends are on, that are going to stay loyal to it. You're going to go with your trusty Xbox. And Sony, they don't know where they're going. They've been promising a Kingdom Hearts and a Last Guardian for years now. We've got none of it.
Kingdom Hearts on both consoles, just throwing that out there.
For the longest time of the past decade,
they actually lost their exclusive.
They lost it because they couldn't produce a game. Last Guardian, they're saying we're getting it this year. I don't think we're going to get it this year. So I think that's why Microsoft, 10 years, they're going to keep listening to what the people want. They're going to keep providing great games.
Max, I agree. PS3 is a PS3.
So I believe this conversation was about which company would be the last company standing.
Yeah.
So the other two companies would be gone. Mm-hmm. And what does Japanese people do better than anything? They take over companies.
Get bombed.
They're going to absorb these companies, get all your titles afterwards, then they're going to be the mega company, because that's what PlayStation does. They do everything a little bit better.
Okay.
That's your whole argument?
No, I'm not even close to done. Nintendo has already got
you
one
fool,
the
you've
grave.
Given up everything!
Nintendo, literally after 2 years of a system being out, went, wow, we fucked up. Let's make a new system. They're already killing themselves to try to keep up with the PlayStation good. How good it is. How high on the scale it is. You have to come this far to be close to it, and then we're still moving forward.
That elusive
Xbox
PlayStation good.
Xbox almost killed itself in its own interview. Its own press release destroyed its own system when... Oh, I guess we just might as well push PlayStation at this point, because that's what they did in their own interview. They almost shot themselves in the foot.
I remember that.
Oh, everybody, nice. Everybody still has that little bit of taste in their mouth. A little bit. Like, mm-hmm. Ooh, Xbox tried to jerk us. That's pretty bad. Xbox,
tastes
also,
like I got jerked.
It does not have the best online. By rated online players, PlayStation Network is now better than Xbox. That's a fact. You can look that up.
You can put that money in the bank.
It tastes good, doesn't it?
This is free. Make you sign up.
Is it a little salty over there?
I wish the listeners could see this.
I see the saltiness in his mouth right now. It's weird. PlayStation is the best. It's been the best. It will always be the best. PlayStation broke off from Nintendo because Nintendo wasn't good enough for them. Mm. Made their own company and then slapped them.
Interesting fact. That's true. That's true.
Also a fact.
Originally a collaboration with Nintendo and Sony.
Xbox wanted to do crossplay with PlayStation, but PlayStation's like, we don't really need you. They shot it down. They were going to do crossplay. PlayStation's like, Xbox is like, we're all for it. PlayStation's like, we don't need you. We already have sales. The number one system right now is PlayStation, selling wise.
I'm finally getting around to it.
It is awesome.
Because everyone,
it's great to be on the top dog. And most of my friends, besides the one in this room, play PlayStation, not Xbox. It's weird. Where'd you brought up my fact for me?
It's getting smug in here.
It's so smug in here. I can barely contain it.
PlayStation is paper.
I don't have to say anymore. My PlayStation says enough for me. I don't have to do the work. I just have to reinstate what they already did.
Paper check.
Why do you keep looking at me?
Because you are Xbox, and Xbox is the enemy.
You're saying he's a non-factor?
Yeah, notice how Nintendo didn't even mention these two.
I don't even look over here.
Notice how Nintendo didn't even mention these two in this argument. You're not even in my world.
All right.
Light years ahead.
Oh yeah.
Good debate. I can see all points of view. Bruce, what are you thinking?
I don't know, man.
At the end of three rounds?
Pete really tugged at my heartstrings when playing American.
USA! USA!
But Eric really summed it up well. Like, what do the Japs do? They survive like cockroaches, man.
Oh, no.
You drop two nukes on them.
And they're still making PlayStations.
So who are you thinking?
I kind of fucking understand what Katz did there, too, with the whole... Top Dog doesn't got to mention these two, but he didn't slam anybody, so he lost a couple points in my mind.
He did lose a point.
I'm PG, bro. I can't.
Yeah.
Not about slamming people.
You could have flipped them off.
They get banned from his network. That's how Nintendo rolls.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right.
And, I don't know. I got to give it to Pete, though. I think Pete's argument was most
So as far as my point system goes, Victor got 5 points. Giant Shot got 5 points. Max Barracuda got 7. Max is the winner.
Woo!
He did hit a couple of the points. Victor, you did not hit either of the points that I would have made, and that is that Sony has a lush movie franchises to fall back on, and that their hardware
also
is always
screw
up.
Wait.
Their hardware is always top dome.
I just saw Ratchet & Clank. It's not a top movie.
All right.
They messed up Spider-Man.
It was so bad.
Giant Shock, you did hit the nostalgia factor, which I would have definitely pumped up, but the innovative leaps on Nintendo, I would have probably played that up a little more, saying that they go leaps and bounds above everyone
else.
I mean,
I would have if there were, but they're not.
And then Max Barracuda, you hit the social aspect up, which was great, but you missed the fact that the parent company is Microsoft and that they can innovatively go into Windows at any point.
Hmm.
But congratulations to Max Barracuda. The winner of our first three-way debate.
Winning the quiz, winning the debates. Having a good night.
Huh? Getting tripped down the stairs later.
To be fair, in my research, I was like really blown away by how good PlayStation is.
I know, they're
selling
doing great.
3-1.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah, now that everyone bought an Xbox.
Everyone already owns an Xbox, that's why.
I'll get a little money. I'll buy a PS4, see what that's about.
Right.
Oh, snap. Paperweight.
Yeah, who's selling best last year? Xbox.
We live in the now, Dan.
Okay.
We're Americans.
Yeah, a year from now, it's going to be the Wii U when that goes down, too.
That's never going to happen.
Nintendo NX next year.
That will happen. Because that's always...
So, anyway...
Continuing its fine tradition of eating candy on the microphone.
I just remembered I have candy in my pockets.
That's a great feeling.
It is, yeah.
Who just walks around with candy?
All right, anyway, so that's our show for this week. I want everyone to hit us up on VGX3 Radio on Twitter. Check us out on VGX3 on Facebook. I'm also Rise Like Phoenix on Twitter. What are you doing? The Phoenix?
I'm trying to do a VG times 3 thing with my hands.
I love it.
Like VG.
You want to get that going?
How about this?
That's blood.
That's blood, dude. You don't want to do that one.
Nope.
Yeah, all right. I like
there
it.
There you go.
All right, so we'll start throwing up the gang signs. I'd like to thank Chris Cronin for showing up.
It's just got a lot more street in here.
That's true. And everybody, from us to you, thanks for playing.